Thank you very much for your time. Bruce, I'm going to start with you, if that's all right. I want to know, when you heard about the show and how it was all going to work, what was it that attracted you to it? What made you want to be involved with this project?
Okay, it's like what it says on the tin. I'm passionate about trying to preserve the heritage of this country and stop the eradication of our museums, right? It's very important to me that youngsters learn about the sacrifice that soldiers have given and the history we've got. And so anything to do with promoting any type of operation or any type of organisation that will help, which leads to helping veterans, is something I'm going to sign up to every day.
And Ed, you and Bruce have previously worked on the show Amazing War Stories. It's not just the artefacts we're talking about themselves, is it here? Talk to me about the historical significance of those artefacts and the stories that you touch on in the series as well.
I mean, what's really exciting about this series is that we're in a really privileged position because we get to touch and see artefacts which are really unique. And there are some amazing artefacts in our show, such as the Silk Escape Map that was used in Bravo 2-0, the really famous SAS mission in Iraq. And that was signed by all the members of the Bravo 2-0 team before they left. And I think artefacts really bring history alive, and that's why we think it's really important that people get into collecting, get really enthused about artefacts and visiting military museums.
You know, over the years, right, we're encouraging people to go to museums. Obviously, that's going to be our shout-out. But the fact that we're bringing items for people to see, which encourages them to make that next step, is a very important step. And some of the artefacts that we're demonstrating and you'll see on the programme, you've never seen before. People don't realise the unbelievable heritage we've got in artefacts in this show.
Yeah, I can hear the passion in your voice there, Bruce. So talk to me about what kind of treasures are uncovered in this series and what were your favourite ones as well. Can you give us an insight about, obviously, giving the full game away, of course?
Well, some of them have already been shown, but it's across the centuries. So we've got things, I think the earliest thing that we've shown so far is a Viking sword from the Battle of Maldon, which is just an incredible thing. You know, people that live in Essex don't realise there was a proper big tear-up against the Vikings in 998, and like, unfortunately, the Vikings lost, and there is a Viking sword survived. We're showing people that. That's just one item. Then we've got things through the centuries. We've got things from the Battle of Towton, 1461, the War of the Roses, which is opening up all kinds of people's interpretation of what the War of the Roses was about. So we're very, very lucky to have such a diverse lot of different items to show.
I mean, my favourite, Bruce, is the Sword of Honour, the Sir John Moore Sword of Honour, which has never been seen in public before. I mean, that's an incredible artefact.
It really is, and it's not that, you know, it's one of the things about it, it's the history behind it. And then once you get to see something like that, you start to delve into the history behind the individual and realise what that man was responsible for throughout his course of his term in the British Army. You know, he started off in the American War of Independence, went right the way through the Peninsular War. Incredible, incredible. Overshadowed, unfortunately, a little bit by Wellington, but still, we're bringing it to the table for people to share.
Yeah, I mean, he was the founder of the modern infantry and the rifles, wasn't he?
Absolutely. He was the god of the rifles.
And I have to say, I've never heard the Battle of Mordaunt described as a proper tear-up in Essex. That was quite enjoyable.
Well, later in the years, it normally used to happen in Hollywood in Romford, but that's another thing. But that was it, right. Honestly, you know, massive cultural history there. The Vikings dominated the area. The whole battle, it was an absolutely brutal battle. And the fact that this Viking sword was found at the location of the battle and has survived and is now on display in a wonderful museum in Maldon is just wonderful.
I think your listeners are going to be really pleased to know that there's lots of tear-ups, as Bruce says it, in this series.
Brilliant. They love a tear-up on here. Ed, a lot of these artefacts have never been seen, as we've touched on, by the public before. A lot of these stories as well have never even been heard. So how does it feel for you bringing these to life for the first time?
It's an incredible privilege to bring these stories to life. It genuinely is. And You know, we get to, I mean, one of the best bits of my job is to go round the museums and get to, into the storerooms and see things which, you know, because museums rotate the artefacts. They can't put everything out all in one go. And so you get to see some incredible artefacts and to be able to kind of hold those, learn about the history, learn about the sacrifice that, you know, the men and women gave in different actions around the world. It really does make you, the hairs on the back of your neck stand on end when you hold something. It really brings it to life. It's quite emotional at times, actually, I think. So it's great to be able to have a route around and go, oh, you know, this is amazing to be able to, as I say, to touch an artefact that was used. I mean, for instance, we've got a mask used by Rusty Firmin, who was one of the guys in the Iranian embassy siege, his respirator, his gas mask. And it's a simple artefact. It's not worth that much in some respects, in a monetary value, but actually, historically, it's great to hold something that was used in that iconic action.
And, you know, I've got quite a large collection of artefacts myself. I've got my own museum up there. Now, I've always maintained through everything I've done, I am only a custodian for these items. But it's important that I share these items with other people, certainly youngsters, so that they can appreciate what's behind these items. It's very important. And we've been given a platform, thanks to the History Channel, to basically put something out here and show people what you can go and see, what you can read about, what you can be educated about with our wonderful history.
And your co-host on the show is one Jason Fox. What's he really like? What's it like working with Jason?
He is a legend. I mean, he really is.
He's a lump, I've got to tell you.
I mean, you don't want to cross him.
Yeah.
I mean,
he'd be good in a tear-up, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's awesome in a tear-up.
He's a really nice guy, really nice guy. But honestly, you wouldn't want to fall foul of a right-hander off Jason, I'll tell you. But no, very nice guy. An absolute pleasure to work with him. And again, got the same passion as we've all got. You know, we're doing this, again, ultimately because we enjoy what we do. But the fact that we can bring these artefacts, these stories to other people, it's an opportunity we wouldn't have missed for the world.
I think what Jason also really brings to the party is that, you know, he is the real deal. He has seen frontline combat. And I think he gives a perspective about what people might have been feeling in certain situations, the people that owned or used or held those artefacts. So his perspective is so valuable over and above, you know, what I'm bringing to the party, which is the artefacts, or what Bruce, his incredible knowledge of the history. I think giving that kind of complex nuance of, you know, what it was like to be a soldier using something like that in those times is really important.
And obviously with Jason, because of his obviously what he's been through, what he's done, he's got that respect for all those veterans that are still about today. Some are having hard times, sometimes some not so well, and they all need looking after. And Jason appreciates that through one of the charities he's very, very close to, which is Rock to Recovery. Again, he supports Royal Marines, as we all do, with different charities which revert back to looking after our veterans. One of the things over the years where we've done a lot of stuff like this, people will say to me, oh, well, you know, there are not many Second World War veterans left. No, they're not. But there are thousands of modern day veterans that we need to take care of. And we tell these stories of the artifacts which directly relates back to these soldiers.
BFBS, the Forces Station.